FW Mobile.
KK4 POT Mobile.
Happy Friday, Jim.
Yes, finally. I'll take it today. This has been a week and a half for sure. Man, how you doing this morning?
Yep, doing good. Just glad to be going back to work.
Absolutely. How'd everything go yesterday? Another pretty smooth day. Get a little bit of that backlog list knocked out.
Yeah, I'm in pretty good shape right now, and no projects or anything coming up. So it's pretty low key today. So it looks like it'll be a good one.
Well, yeah, hope it turns out that way, and just an enjoyable day to kick the weekend off.
It'd be nice to not have to worry on the weekend if you're going to go to work on Monday or not.
That. You got any projects over the weekend you'll be working on, or any plans?
Less if it don't set in raining.
That. I did that earlier this week. Got that knocked out. Man, it was hot, too, when I did that, because very rarely can I mow it on the weekends, so I do it when I get home from work, and man, it's been hot for that, but did it anyway, got it knocked out, check it off the list, move on to the next thing. So, just things you gotta do, right?
Yeah, I heard that. Usually I try to do it during the week also, but man, it's been raining. It was coming to flood yesterday.
Yeah, I saw them clouds again. It must have just skirted around us because we didn't get any of that.
From Spartanburg, man, you couldn't hardly see. I have a hurricane coming up the coast.
That's right. Now, did it actually turn into a hurricane?
Meant to do it today.
Gotcha. Yeah. Looked like yesterday whenever I had just a minute to glance at it, and I saw where it looked like it was kind of maybe moving to the right just a little bit. Is that still the case?
Come right up the side of Florida and South Carolina and maybe taking a hit right there at the Outer Banks.
Be kind of passing by us.
I believe it's like Monday it's getting up to South Carolina.
That, yeah, maybe Sunday afternoon I'll have to go out, clean up a few things in the yard if I need to tie anything down, but I don't know, what are they predicting for us?
Nothing unusual right now, I don't believe.
We'll finally get around to getting me some chickens. I'm going to build a chicken coop with my brother-in-law tomorrow and try to get that project rolling.
You'll probably enjoy it. Probably say, I'm only going to get this many, and then pretty soon it'll be double that.
That, I think that's how that normally goes. We'll start small, though, and see how that works out.
We going for egg chickens or meat chickens?
Eggs right now, just kind of get the whole process down and everything and working with that and, just getting used to having chickens and whatnot. And then eventually it turned it into maybe a few extra here and there to do some meat chickens. So, but right out of the gate, it'd be more specifically just for eggs.
Make sure you put some wire down on the bottom so that no animals can come in from the bottom. They like to dig out underneath the edge and pop up in the middle.
Yeah, that, roger that. That's a good point on that. Yeah, make sure to do that. So, my brother-in-law, he's had chickens for years. They got a pretty cool little setup. This thing is huge that he's got. They got a good many chickens. He's got like a chicken hotel.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I wish I could have some over here, but can't have any in this subdivision. And I thought about getting some rabbits, raising some meat rabbits. If you start out, I think, with three, and by the end of the year, you'll have 100 pounds of rabbit.
That's what my brother-in-law does. He's got the rabbits, too. And they had just recently got theirs. I need to ask him tomorrow when I see him how many they're up to now. Because I think they were already kind of multiplying pretty quick already.
If that don't cost you is to, when the little ones get to be about 4 pounds, they're just getting off of being weaned and everything, and that's when you go ahead and put them in the freezer. That way you're not paying to feed them, too.
Good morning.
KK4PRT.
Good morning. Full scratch, but not too bad.
This morning, KN4TFW.
I'm having a little trouble, but I gotta go there and get some Amazon for a couple of teas. They're hurting, and Dollar General has to know if I can put in a tooth temporarily so the dentist can jerk it out. But my script, but it's not loose enough, and I don't dare do it. But it's not loose enough to do it. I said, yep. The Joe Foley said it was no Novocaine, so they wouldn't ruin a nerve because they knew that, you know, they had to fill it right. But, you know, the filling itself, there's no one. It's not assessed yet, but if I don't watch it, it will be so there. It makes some appointment with the dentist, I can get it out. So the root canal never works, so it works. We're going to take it out.
Pulling a bunch of stuff out right now. Last biology class I had, you know, you only get your teeth in the one time. They don't just keep coming back. So I've tried to keep whatever I got.
Well, it's just a situation where I can live without it. And at this point, there's not much I can do about it because they're going to have to do some serious stuff. That you're not fixing it, so. You know, it's a bad situation, but there's not much I can. I don't want it to get abscess, and the infection is far worse than what I'm going to have to deal with without it. Dennis, look at it and see what he thinks about it.
Would be a good idea. Well, I'm rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. 7-3 to everybody. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend and stay safe and get some stuff done and just enjoys it. Try to stay cool as well. So we'll catch you guys. If we don't catch you over the weekend, we'll try to catch you Monday morning. KK4POT.
Have a good day, and I hope you stay dry and have an awesome weekend. If we don't catch you, we'll catch you on Monday. KN4TFW.
Darn coax somewhere. I gotta get this stupid antenna. We're gonna fix something temporary, get something on here. I want to get HF back on here. And I want to get that antenna built and get it over with so I can at least get back. I got the cons, the Thor 4L for the AM for HF. I got the little 706. Hopefully I didn't take the final out, but hopefully we'll be able to get back on HF and check in the sideband. And I know wintertime's coming up, so the sideband has to be hard to check in. It'll get long, but it'd be kind of fun. I always like doing that.
The radio is a little bit more scratchier today than it was whatever the last day was that I was talking to you in the morning. It sounded real good that day.
Where you hold it?
On your X, you'll miss the repeater, right?
It has to be a little bit better here than you're not sounding bad. So I'm assuming that I'm hitting it pretty good.
It's just scratchy.
You know what it is? I'm inside the building, and I think with the way this building is, it seems to have a problem with that. I've noticed a lot of HF or VHF signals have been like that, and UHF, even with the TV set, it's real hard to get a good signal through the building for some reason.
outside and up high on the building.
I just got to change the 101 feet of coax, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to put some good coax on it. I've got the antenna up there, but I think with good coax, it doesn't have loss in it, which it is bad. I think we'll do all right. I mean, I used to hit this repeater with 100 milliwatts. I was antenna 100 power. Chinese handy tuggies, they don't have a very good duty cycle, so you got to watch how hard you push them.
I can make it from a couple of spots on the back deck. I can make the repeater, but usually if I'm on my HD at home, I'm going to be doing cross-band repeat to the truck.
But like I said, you know, it depends on the antenna. So what I really need to do is I need to build a beam, put a 17 element beam up there, and stick it, or even a sway low or something, and get some real gain. You know, you could take 100 milliwatts, and you get about 20 dB gain behind that, and you can make that 100 milliwatts more like 5 watts or 10 watts if you do it right.
Just sleeping in this morning, traffic's light.
You know, I heard about John, Senator Kane, you know, they were talking about him this morning, and, you know, he was in his 70s, but, you know, I never met him. He used to be on radio years ago. This was a senator, he's running for president, and, I think it's, hey, you know, when our day is done, it's done, whether we're old or young, whatever it is, it is.
KK4NXC. Good morning, Mike. You up and around, or are you putting air in a tire again?
No, I'm up and around. No, I just showed her how to work that air pump. Didn't have time to fix it.
She could put the spare on last night. She could carry it to get fixed today.
Holding air. I mean, it's got a slow leak somewhere. I had to roll it. I couldn't find a nail or anything in it. I didn't soak the valve stem down, but yeah, I'll have to get that thing fixed.
Like that. It had a slow leak, and man, it took me forever to find it, but I finally found it and then took it to the tire shop. They put a patch on it on the inside. It was a little tiny hole.
The tire was just around the edge of the rim. It was a real small one, and you couldn't see it. We tried spraying it. Every morning I'd have to deal with that stew. Every couple days I'd have to deal with it. I finally got mad. I threw the rim of the tire right in the garbage can finally.
Rain yesterday afternoon, Mike?
A little bit, not much to speak of.
At Spartanburg yesterday afternoon, and it was coming down.
I didn't get any of that.
Here in Walden. Walden, the rain showers sometimes go right around it. Stay in the right spot.
Morning.
18 minutes before you signed on, he'd already made it to work.
Close to getting there.
18 minutes out from work, and I'm over here by the hospital, and then I'm going to sit there in the parking lot for 15 minutes and drink some coffee. Today, and that just regular standard work, and that, and trying to catch up on the backlog and make sure everything's the way it should be. But hopefully it'll be a nice smooth day. But one of my workmates is going to be out today, so that's the one that usually does running for parts that are local. So I might have some issues there. KN4TFW.
The parts you need.
You know, with $3.5 million worth of parts and 5,000 individual parts, you'd think you'd have what you needed, but yeah, they always want something you don't have.
I've always noticed in a machine shop, I remember, I'll tell you the worst one I ever had happen, I'll never forget it either. I was working on this Toyota head. It was an oddball overhead valve, overhead cam Toyota. Four valves per cylinder. I don't remember what it was now. The old Camry, that's what it was. And the car was going to South America that day. I had just about finished, and the stupid valve key, wouldn't you know it, one of the valve keys went flying and fell in the bottom of the hot tank. I drudged that thing with a magnet. I couldn't find it, never found it. I had to run around and get a one little valve key, valve retainer key. Can you know how hard it was for me getting one valve key on a Friday morning for that thing? I got lucky enough to get it. The guy charged me $5 for two keys. But I said, I don't care. You got them.
Over and help Tim do his chicken coop this weekend?
No, I got my own chores to do. I've got a couple of things canning-wise that I'm doing. Canning, as in dry canning and pressure cooking, that kind of thing.
Try to do some meat like that. I know they, you put the chicken in there and the spices and some water and that, and then actually cook it in the jar and seal it up. And then I was wondering how good that worked out.
Tried that. I've wanted to do it. I've got some deer meat that I want to try that on this weekend. And, we'll see how that works.
They did it in the old days, right?
They smoked it, put it in the smokehouse. They salt cured it, sugar cured it.
Venice chili one day. Made chili with Venice. Boy, was that good.
You got all the stuff there at the house to be able to can, but just really don't have the time, the way Susan works. So I guess in a couple more years she'll be able to retire, and then we'll start getting into that pretty heavy.
Dabbling in it right now, getting my feet wet in it. I wouldn't want to wait till I had to have it and then try to learn and all of that. But we're just, I just bought a pressure cooker. And I remember my grandmother, my mom pressure cooking, canning stuff. My grandmother had a ton of stuff in her basement. Peaches, tomatoes, pickles. She had a bunch of different things. I don't remember having any meat, but I'm not saying she didn't. She might have had some kind of stew meat or something canned. I don't know. But just watching, trying to learn.
The good thing about canning the meat is that you can put it up and save freezer space, and then if the power goes out, it's still going to be good, right?
Right. I've got, I bought a steer up in Tennessee on a friend of mine's farm, and we were going to butcher it in February. And so I was looking to, I want to pull my deer meat out and can it. And that give me some freezer space. I mean, I got several months before we go to butcher that steer and try to bring that home. But we'll see how that works. I'm just trying to make a little freezer space and learn in the process.
You have to learn, and you can't never, like you said, it's better to learn it now than when it gets really bad, then you got to figure it out.
Whenever you can stuff, when you screw the lid on there, you can't get nothing on the seal at all. So when you fill the jar, be real careful that you don't get anything on the seal where you're going to seal it, because it won't seal right. So you got to be very careful.
Keeping the seal area, the lip of the jar down with a clean paper towel before we put anything together.
Pickles one time, and all I got is a little tiny bit of pickle juice on there, the vinegar on the front of where I pickled it in, and it messed the deal up. Pops, you can hear it. When you cool and you can, as soon as you tighten the lid good tight, and you listen to it, you can hear it. When it cools off, you hear the bang of the lid when it seals. Easy as people think it is.
Get my feet in it, or my feet wet, or however that goes. You heard from Ed?
No, I haven't heard from him this morning yet.
Doing
now. How far are we off? But it looks, pulse is pretty good. I mean, I'm hanging in there. The pulse looks good. The blood pressure looks relatively good. So I think, you know, it's hit and miss. You never know. Well, I mean, when you're my age, you know, I lived a hard life here, so when I guess it's one of those things. A year or two.
And the, what was the guy's name that was a salesman along with Nikki?
I guess there's something that done.
Ed and Miller? Did you talk to him after that company took action and all? When I was still furloughed, Annette to let me know that he wasn't going to be out there anymore and let me know all the changes that were going on probably about, I guess, the week before I started back here.
Yeah, did he have any prospects?
Let's see what he's going to be doing. He might be getting back out of sales. You know, he used to do inventory management and stuff like that, and he got out of that to come over to here to do what Nikki's doing, and then he moved up in the company. But now with all this, then they laid off 500 there at Valens, so he's probably looking for something different. They just had bought a brand new house.
Give them any kind of severance?
You think they did, but it probably wasn't much.
It happened.
Even his restructuring, if you're under a certain size account, then you have to do your business with them online.
I feel like you guys, I'll catch you guys here tomorrow, Monday morning.
Or FT.
How bad it is, isn't it?
KN4 TFW.
Pals, have a good day.
Hey, have a good weekend, guys. Catch you on Monday morning. Yeah, 409 clear.
Zip 3 is to you, KK4NXZ.
Sales rep to take Brandon's place. His name is John Childers.
How would they replace him?
You know, they let Brandon go, and then so this other guy was already a company guy, so they just added our account onto him.
I took on more accounts, I believe.
It made all the companies that were doing 500,000 or less with them a year had to go to online service. A hurricane going to be coming up the coast.
When does that happen?
Goes to South Carolina on Monday.
Home yesterday, and I just thought how, you know, it was a shame old Aunt Sue's closed.
Yeah, Dad really enjoyed getting together with you guys up there. That was a nice little place. I wonder what really happened there.
No, I don't know that anybody knows. I mean, there's rumors out there, but I don't know.
Easily, man, you can't hardly find a place that you can get into very quickly, although we did get into the Silver Bay pretty good.
Silver Bay? Shelly and I'll eat there every now and then on occasion.
We're at the Mexican restaurant there in Taylor's one day.
their booths are have really high walls in between them and that, and so they've been filling up every sheet. What's the name of that place? I might have been there. The door? It's like a old stone house. Papa's and Beard. That one. This one is the oldest Mexican restaurant in South Carolina. I think it's been there since like 1962. Oh, wow. That's worth going just to check it out. Papa's and Beard, that is an incredible place. They've got all these. They got this wide variety of salsas. I mean, it's incredible. And they've got some good food. Soon I have to find out when Susan's going to have an evening off or something, try to plan something. It's time for me to start headed that way to get in there, so I'll say 73. Look forward to maybe catching up with you this weekend, but for sure on Monday. And I hope you have an awesome weekend and you guys stay safe. And I'll say 73, KN4TFW. I got you, my friend, 73s. I hope you have a good day. Enjoy your work day. And have a great weekend. Be safe out there. KK4NXE sending 73s your way, and we're going to be clear as well.